Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Safari Petals Show. I'm your host, Abby. If this is your first time here, welcome to the Crazy Wild Safari Petals Show bandwagon. It's great to have you. So, today is a very exciting day. One, we have an awesome guest. And two, we're talking about something that I think all producers love, which is samples.
Oh my God! Wow!
So, here to discuss all crazy sample things is Manda. Woo!
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's
Thank
up?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored to be invited to your little show. Oh. I'm so excited for you guys as well to have started all this. I can't wait to see all of your episodes, and I'm just happy to be part of one of them.
Wow. First of all, thank you so much for being here and for being on the show. It's an honor to have you. And I just want to say to all of the amazing studio animal viewers at home, Manda is like my guru for content in general.
Wow, Abby, that is an introduction. Oh my God.
Yes.
Content guru. I didn't know I was that even until now. But okay. No. Thank you. Well, you're so sweet.
So Manda, thank you for being here. Please give us a little bit of your audio life story, who you are, what you do, and all the cool stuff in between.
Let me just say, like, first, to have a little like backstory from where I come from, it could be interesting to know, like, just a short how I like grew up as a kid and as in the teenage years, because that really shaped who I am today and why I got into all this. Short about that is that I really, like, I grew up in a really, like, musical, but not musical, like a music home, because my dad was extremely, like, interested in music, in audio, recording audio. I remember, like, we have like a Christmas EP, you know, from me and my sisters when we were kids, that my dad recorded. And I think pretty much all of my relatives own one of these EPs, you know. It's really fun to have today. And I guess that's how it started. And like back to then, I wasn't really that interested. Like, it was more that I grew up in all of that. And my dad also had like instruments from all over the world. I'm not even kidding. There were like sitars, like Indian sitars, balalaikas from Russia, you know, all like different kinds of flutes. And it just, it was crazy growing up like that. It was, I didn't realize it then that it was pretty special, but I know that today when I tell people, it's not like super common, I think, to have that supply of instruments. So I think that really shaped me into the person I am today. Like, music is such a no-brainer for me and my work now. And, you know, during the teenage years, I have had so many different bands, like pop, rock, metal bands, cover bands, you name it. And that also, I think, was a great way to shape my musicality, my style and genre, and find what I like and not like. And I think that was a super, super important step. And also learn to team up with other people, like band members, and also how to record in a studio and stuff like that. But somewhere around there, I was always that girl. I think a lot of girls can relate to this. Like, if you're a singer or a musician or something, you just sit in the back and there's dudes in the front. I think it should be a little more even with, you know, girls doing actually the technical stuff. And that is exactly, that is what pushed me into audio production, music production, to learn the craft myself. I was really sick and tired of not having to, like, not having the skills to create my visions myself. I always had to rely on someone else. And I was just sick and tired of it eventually. So I don't know, like, I started a YouTube channel. That's actually the first step of my music production journey. Because I had no clue what to do. I was like, if you look back, you can watch these videos. I was super scared of sitting in front of a camera and everything. But I just pushed through because it was like, I felt something deep within, like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I don't know how yet. I'm just going to learn it. So I spent so many like hours, days, weeks in front of YouTube learning the basics. And then eventually I jumped on a music production course. Like a remote course in a Swedish university to learn music production, to just have like maybe feel like the things that I was learning online was actually legit and not just crap, you know. and it pretty much was. It's just that when you do it in a university or like a course like that with a mentor, it's a huge difference because you actually get some structure on what you're learning. And the pace is a lot faster. So that was extremely valuable for me. And I'm very happy that I did it. And after that, I've just been grinding, like starting to release my own music and inspire other musicians and producers to do the same. And especially to be the frontier of doing it from scratch. Like I was a bedroom person. Producer, like most of us start. And I'm very proud of that. I'm super proud to have started from absolutely zero when it comes to the technical stuff. So that's pretty much it. That's my backstory.
Well, that's awesome. And first of all, it's something to definitely be proud of. And I think that like, as someone that still works out of their bedroom at home, like even though I'm here in the Safari Pedals Studios filling all of these fun and awesome podcasts. All of my production happens at home in my room, in my little desk. So it's really fun and awesome to see like another woman, especially starting from scratch and then getting to like a place of, wow, okay, she has her space and she has her things. And it's really fun to also follow your content, like as you get more gear and get new things. So it's like, wow, okay, like, the setups will improve, things will improve, and it's like the journey. The reason why I wanted to bring Manda on to talk about all things samples is because she has a very unique and special approach to samples and sampling in general, because Manda does this really cool thing where she samples nature and ambience and incorporates it into her productions. And until I saw her do it, it just never occurred to me that that was an option. So I felt very inspired. What's your whole process?
It had very much to do with money, actually. I was kind of broke, you know? And I couldn't really afford buying thing after thing or gear, stuff, plugins. Like, I couldn't afford it. So I just found all the stuff that was free, really. And here's where the nature thing comes in. Because I was like, okay, I'm not going to go for a subscription or something like that right now. But what can I do myself? Like, can I actually create something for free, you know? So that's kind of how it started. And on top of that, if you look back on my YouTube videos, there are a lot of videos inspired by Swedish seasons. Because I'm Swedish, I live in Sweden, and we have four different seasons, you know? And that's always something that have inspired me to everything that I've done, like if I would paint or create music and stuff like that. So I've also grown up in nature. I have been a lot of outdoors, like camping, hiking and stuff like that, and just soak in nature. That's one of my interests as well. So I think these two things really made a great combination to like, okay, I love nature. I love the seasons here. Can I create something with that? And I'm very much into music and music production, audio. And I mean, they fit perfectly. And I've seen other creators, producers, creating, because I'm not the first one who's making their own samples, but I found different styles from producers, like also from the northern countries, creating their own samples from, you know, ice or snow or wood or something like that. And I think it's just so sleek. I think it's super, super cool. So what I did, I was like, I packed a bag with, well, this microphone. It's a DJI little handy recorder, basically, and a camera. And then I went out and started to hike, like walk down in a beautiful forest that I kind of knew. I had been there once before, but this time all of the trees in this forest, it was a pine forest, they were burnt. Like all the trunks were charcoal black. I mean, how cool is that? So I just, my mind started spinning. I was like, oh my God, what can I make with this? We all know charcoal. It creates this kind of weird, super trippy texture sound that I always found to be very, very cool. So I guess I just, you know, I put up a camera. I took my mic and I started like creating stuff. Like I took sticks. I started scratching on like the tree trunks.
That's so cool. It just is fascinating to me how nature was always a part of you.
Yeah.
So like now that I kind of got your backstory a little bit more, it was just always a part of your thing. So then to put it in your music production sounded like it was like this natural flow.
Exactly.
And it definitely inspired me and really opened my mind to the possibilities of sound design. And also for all the amazing Studio Animal viewers, this story we can kind of jump into. Your song Charcoal is out.
It is.
Go watch it and see the video and you kind of get a little of the behind the scenes.
Yep.
And now I'm really curious. Okay, you recorded all these sounds and you gathered. When you got back to your little setup, like, what processing do you do on charcoal sounds?
Yeah.
How do you EQ a charcoal? Like, is there rules for charcoal compression?
That's a great question. Probably the best one I've gotten in ages. How do you, EQ charcoal? The answer is, I have no clue, dude. I have no clue. So I tend to always use a compression, especially when it's recorded with a mic like this, because it just doesn't, yeah. It's not like, this is not a professional, sample it's microphone.
Sampler microphone.
Yeah. No.
But that's awesome.
Because so there are, from, you know, there are sample microphones and
microphones.
Stuff.
Microphones.
I would love to have one.
Maybe for a charcoal part two.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I think we need like a sequel.
Yeah. But actually one more thing with the processing is that I think that you need one thing that is basic, like EQ compression, and one thing that is a little bit weird. And I think if you add those together, you get something really special. And I have this free Valhalla space modulator.
Oh, the space modulator. Yeah.
It's a free one that many use, right? It's just because of it's free. You're going to hear me say a lot of free stuff because that's how I've been working for
the past
years.
We were all at the Valhalla Supermassive stage.
Yep, exactly.
Of our plug-in careers.
Yes, but they're sweet, right? They're really good.
Yeah, no, they are. Absolutely.
So I think it makes it a little more accessible too when I actually mentioned the plugins that I'm using because it doesn't even cost a dime. But the Valhalla is, the space modulator is so freaky. I think there's Chorus and Flanger and
it has some weird other funky settings. When you, when you recorded the charcoal sounds and started to process it for the song, was your kind of intention going into using your nature samples processing wise? I want to leave the sounds bare, kind of like how I recorded them? Or were you like, okay, I'm going to take the sounds that I recorded from nature and I'm going to morph them into something unrecognizable? Like, did you have kind of like a processing plan in mind, or it was kind of whatever the song needed?
I'd say both. There were some sounds that I could hear straight away when I just made them, sitting there by the freaking tree trunk, like, just recording like things. And there were seriously people, like, passing by on the road, and they were like, what is she doing?
I just imagine myself on like on a weekend hike, just walking through like a nice cute forest, and then seeing some like lady hitting sticks. It's for a song. I promise it'll sound good.
That was exactly how it was. And I even came by some person that I knew a little bit, so it was extremely awkward. But she was like, "Hi, like what are you doing?"
Yeah. Like, listen, it's all for the samples. With yes. splices and cutting it, they're too harsh. We gotta create.
Some of the sounds I heard right away that this is a perfect snare or something. I remember like hitting sticks in the ground, and they were like really sharp and tight, you know. So I was like, oh my god, this is perfect for both hi-hat and snare. But I would say all of the other sounds were like, okay, let's start having some fun in the studio and start experimenting with the sound and stuff like that. So I think it's really fun to create something that is just completely like not what you figured out beforehand. It's like it just becomes something really trippy, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fun. So that was definitely an experiment for me, like the rest of the sounds, trying to figure out if they should be in the background, or I think one of them was even a bass line. And so I didn't know that beforehand, you know, this could be great for this and this could be great for that. So, but I didn't use that many plugins, that's for sure. I just really experimented with a few ones that I actually used, and just working with my, I don't know, creative head, like listening to stuff that sounds interesting, and try to get rid of the things that are sounding too flat or something like that. I want those interesting, weird sounds. That's what I like.
I feel so excited to get back to my little desk and find what I can record and find ways, like you said, like you connect to nature, so that's where you naturally go. Like, what do I even like?
Exactly.
Where can I find my own voice? Thank you so much. Guys, Manda, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me here. This was so nice, and I would love to do this again. Just, you know, talk it out with a fellow producer, and I feel so proud of you too, to do that. You're doing all of this, and that you're also stepping into this world that is music production. It's kind of crazy and creative and fun. And I can't wait to hear your music too. I would love to hear it.
Well, I'm honored. And thank you so much again for coming on the show. And especially, I just want to give the amazing Studio Animal viewers a little backstory. Manda agreed to come onto the show before the show existed on the interwebs. Like, the first episode, at the date we are now, which is January 9th, it dropped yesterday. So thank you for willing to be a part of really, like, just a concept that finally came to be. And I really appreciate the enthusiasm, and I've learned a lot from talking with you. And we will definitely join forces in the future. Absolutely. And I so look forward. And I look forward to more music.